Welcome to the Unofficial Buzzer Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey, joined by my co-host, Corey.
Good day. How's it going?
Dude, been good. We've been pretty quiet, honestly. We haven't really done too much.
Nope.
I know there's some hockey coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about that. The first thing that I want to talk about is tomorrow night, Miramichi. There's a women's hockey game between the Miramichi Mayhem and Bathurst. Don't know the Bathurst team's name. I don't know if they have a name yet. So there's some talk about trying to get a women's league going, and I love the idea. I think there's a lot of great women's hockey, university hockey. I know my cousin plays in the Women's Maritime Hockey League. She's 17, so it's great hockey, just phenomenal hockey. I love the thought that there's some good women's hockey coming. So if you're anywhere around Miramichi, you can get to that game, get out to it. We should be there this Friday, so in 2 days. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Thursday.
Yeah.
Get out there and support it. I'm honestly down to just being a hockey rink again. It's been a few weeks, and I'm jonesing. I'm jonesing for a little bit of hockey.
Same.
The other hockey tournament that's going on this weekend is the senior hockey tournament in Amqui, Quebec.
Yep.
Huge tournament. Yeah. Fight rules are completely different. It's 2 20-minute periods. If you can get out to any games there, get out. If you get to one day, you can see like 5 games. You get there on Saturday. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what we're up to. We've talked about it. We might get there. We might not. Who knows? We encourage everybody else to get there though, if you can. The podcast might be there. So maybe you'll see one of us. Who knows? But we love that tournament. We love that it's back. We love that a lot of the senior guys from around here are going. Got guys from Dalhousie on that team. Miramichi, Shippigan, Bouctouche. Newcomb's back. God, I want to. One of the reasons I want to go is to see that guy play hockey. He was one of my favorite JCs last year.
Yeah, he was fucking amazing.
Yeah, great player, man. Matt Newcomb, great player. So, yeah, I know. It'll be interesting to see those guys line up and play together. And honestly, just some good senior hockey. So, if you're anywhere around that part of the province, you can get to Amqui, Quebec. Make sure you do that. And if you see us, talk to Corey. Leave me alone. Just kidding.
I'll talk to you.
Just kidding. You can talk to me, too. I'm a pretty chill dude. The other thing that we had going on last weekend, some of the podcasts got together. All the podcasts got together. We played some Cards Against Humanity.
The only one missing was Joel.
We invited him. He couldn't make it. We did get to hang out with Steve, which is always fun. Yeah, former wrestler, Bobby Mann. Good friend of ours. It was a good time. How'd you like getting together with the guys? I know you missed everybody, Corey.
I did. The funny thing is, we always take either Cheryl or Corey's car or Tracy's car when we go to hockey games. Bigger cars. My car is a pretty tiny car. So when I got to Corey's house, my immediate thought was, I wonder which car we're taking, not thinking we're going to play a card game. But I had an amazing time. Also missing was Papa Podcast. He wasn't there.
Yeah, my dad was playing some music somewhere.
Yeah.
So Cheryl, of course, pulled a Cheryl.
That's, of course she did.
Unofficially what we're going to be calling it, pulling a Cheryl. She had this card that, if you've never played Cards Against Humanity, basically you pull a card and you read it, and then all the other cards are what you fill in the blank with.
Yes.
And they're very inappropriate. This is not going to be a family-friendly portion of the podcast. Turn your ears away, any kids that are listening, or my mother. And
she was there.
Listen, it's not about that. So stop listening now, Mom. Anyway, so pulls the cards, and one of her cards was something about anal sex. And she plays the card, and she obviously wins that round. And a couple rounds later, we were talking about how, it sucks when you drop that really good card. And my sister, much like Nashville Hot Chicken, we're not in Nashville, my sister screams out, "Yeah, I know. I love anal." It's like, what did you just say? The most disgusting. I dry heaved personally. I gagged. Corey, how do you feel about it?
I immediately turned over to Steve and I'm like, I'm going to let you take this one.
You started laughing so hard.
I laughed so hard.
You loved it.
You guys had a family friend there that was a Toronto Maple Leafs fan.
Yeah, my cousin.
So I cracked Maple Leaf jokes the entire night. And good guy like he is, he just agreed with me every time I said a joke. He's like, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We deserve that. And I'm like, you're ruining the joke, all right?
That's the best way to shut Corey up, just agree with him. He's going to try and get his little one-liners in. You just go, yeah, I agree. And he goes, oh, shit. What am I supposed to say now?
Yeah. Oh, I always figure a way out. I try to be a little bit funny.
Next weekend, we've got North Pro. Can't wait to get to North Pro Canadian Wrestling. Friend of the podcast, Ricky Bastrash, is going to be there. Man, I'm excited to see Ricky again. Yeah, I can't wait to get to another wrestling show. It's been a while. I'm sure we'll talk about it again next week on the podcast. Absolutely. Because it's going to be closer and I'm going to be way more excited.
North Pros are so few and far between. And it's almost like the BSHL. There's a family atmosphere. You make friends there, and it's like a family gathering when you go to the Titan Boar. I really can't wait. Main event of Moondog Dylan Davis defending the North Pro title versus the Reaper Mike Marston. Yes, North Pro has these badass names for wrestlers. I really can't wait.
Corey is a pretty big wrestling fan. I'm saying this as I stare at the Ultimate Warrior logo behind him and his belt, the world championship belt with a white strap.
Yeah. I'm a belt mark.
As long as there's no flags on them, I'm okay with it.
What do you think of the new Raw Tag Team belts or the World Tag Team belts?
They're actually pretty nice. They're pretty nice. I probably like it more than their new world. I don't really watch WWE or AEW or anything anymore, but I do keep up. Yeah, those are probably some of my favorite belts they brought out in a long time.
It's funny because this is how close our group of friends are. The second these belts came out, Joel sent me a picture and he's like, Corey's going to hate those. They're round.
No, I don't mind them. I don't mind. It's not, you know, they're okay. I almost wish the world championship belt was that.
Same.
It's a nice belt.
I like round belts as the world title.
Perhaps, you know, not a fan. There's rumors about there being a podcast belt starting next year. Not sure if you've heard those rumors, Corey.
But, I might have spread those rumors myself.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Next year's going to be a pretty exciting year. It should be a pretty good time. But got a pretty big interview today. Fun interview today. Man, I love talking to this guy.
Same.
Pascal Vadcourt is just a class act. It was so much fun to have him on. He's going to be back on next year, so we'll talk some. If this guy doesn't come back next year, which, I mean, he's going to. He wants to win another cup with Dalhousie. It's fine. I don't blame him. But, man, if he doesn't come back, what a dent that would make to the Marauders lineup.
I don't know. This guy, I think him and Charles Austin are, like, neck and neck for, like, some of the nicest guys I've met in the BSHL. A little spoiler for the interview. Oh,
Trey Lewis. Trey's such a nice guy.
Oh, Trey, yeah. Trey's amazing.
Love Trey. Trey's such a nice dude.
Absolutely. So three-way tie, not a three-way try.
You hear that, Nick? You said you're not that nice. Just leaving that out there. That's Nick, little Corey, not big Nick, Corey. Little
Nick,
Corey.
Nick is above everybody else because he could put his fist through my face and reach the other side. So,
all
right. I love Nick Foran. But Pascal Vadcourt, he told me one thing to try on the podcast. And when the MVP of the league tells you something, you do it. And I swear to God, it's changed my entire life.
We're not going to spoil it because he's going to be talking about it here coming up.
It relates to food.
It relates to food. And we know how much we love food on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Man. Corey, it's a great interview. I hope everybody enjoys it. And we'll be back next week.
All right. Take care.
See you soon. Welcome to the Unofficial Buzzer Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm Corey, joined by my co-host, Corey.
Good day, everybody.
We have a special guest with us today, Corey.
We do.
He's Offensive Player of the Year, co-MVP, BSHL champion as a rookie. Pascal Vadcourt.
How's it going, guys?
Good, good. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We chatted a bit on the ice after you guys won the championship and kind of lined this up a little bit. So it's good to get you on.
Oh man, it was that was fun to get you guys on. You know, after the championship, the guys the vibes were high after, and you know, I think you could ask pretty much anybody, and everybody was going to be happy to come on the podcast and do some interviews after lifting that trophy. So no, it's good to be on.
Right on, man. Let's start out earlier in your career. We normally start these first interviews at the beginning. We'll work our way through. So you started out. You played at Bishop's College. Is that in Sherbrooke?
Yeah, that's in Sherbrooke. I actually, after my Bantam trip, my second year Bantam, I guess, it comes to playing mid at AAA, I lived in Saint-Quentin, and I had to move from home. It was either, I think, Miramichi or Freddie, one of the two. And at that point, it was just tough to find a French school for me. I only spoke French at the time. And so that's where my parents kind of look into these sponsored programs that they had in Quebec. And I went to Bishop's College School, had the chance to play with some guys like Noah Dobson and Dawson Mercer. Went there for 3 years. That's where I kind of picked up my English and got the chance to go to school, be on the ice in the afternoon. So no, it was quite a lot of fun experience once I was up there. So.
What was that like? You're really young. I mean, really, when you think about it now, looking back, you were barely a teenager and you're in the middle of Quebec. How'd that feel? Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I'm 14 years old, I think I was when I moved, first time away from mom and dad. So laundry's got to get done somehow. And, you know, nobody really to kick you in the butt if you're not doing your homework and stuff like that. So it really made me, I think, mature a little bit, like, a lot earlier than maybe what I would have if I would have stayed home. But definitely some of my best experiences over there. Met some people. It was an international school, so there's some students from all over the world. With the hockey, we got to travel, play in the States a lot. I got to visit some universities, some colleges, played with some awesome guys that are now in the NHL or played at some great leagues. So no, definitely some of my best time ones in Sherbrooke.
That's awesome, man. After you were done in Sherbrooke, you went to Campbellton, played for the Tigers.
Yeah, went back home.
Met 3 years, girl. Yeah?
Yeah, 3 years in Campbellton. Met my girlfriend there. Played. We had some good runs. I played with Francis Thibault, actually, Fred Castonguay, some of our guys. So it was kind of fun to get the chance to play with them again this year. Actually had the chance to go to the final 1 year. We lost, got swept in four. So it was kind of a bit of the joke around the team this year. Francis and I, after the first two losses, the River Valley, the guys were kind of said we had a bit at a bad spell on our back or something. And, but anyway, we find a way to make it through, I guess. But yeah, Campbellton, worked at a few different places there. I was actually born at the hospital in Campbellton. I was born up there. And then, after that, you know, now I spent a few summers there. I worked actually during COVID after my first year at university. Got the chance to coach with the Tigers as an assistant coach. Francis and I helped out a bit during that time. So that was awesome. I think I spent before I went to university, the last 4 or 5 years before that, we're in that Campbellton area. So no, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome, man. And between Campbellton and Nipissing College with North Bay, right?
Yeah.
But in the middle there, you played a little bit in the CRL, a couple games. Tell me a bit about senior hockey at that age, because, man, you're young.
Yeah, that was my first year of university. So COVID-19, we went up there, started practicing. All of a sudden, COVID-19, the pandemic, they shut us down. So you're kind of looking on some ways to stay on the ice, you know, to get some reps in and stuff. So we went to I went back home to Saint-Quentin, and then the Castal were there, and I played. I played a couple games, and I think 2-3 games in, I don't even remember. I think they shut us down right away, as well for COVID, and that's where I followed up and got the chance to work with the Tigers. They were still going on and off, so you know, got to be on the ice a bit, help with the, you know, a team that was pretty close to our heart for Francis and I. So that was fun as well. But yeah, that was my first taste of senior hockey, I guess. It was fun. A lot of university guys were there. A lot of guys that had played some professional hockey that were kind of coming back. We're going to play in the league that year, but eventually we didn't really get much time, but it was fun.
Talk to me a little bit about your time in North Bay.
Yeah, that was, after my last year in Campbellton, you're kind of looking to play, you know, it was kind of looking to play at the next level and see what I could do. Wasn't really a big superstar or anything. So my goal was hopefully I was trying to stay in the Maritimes, but a few less schools. It's kind of tough to get in these big schools that are in the Maritimes. So got a chance to go up in the North Bay area, played against some big teams like Tuolumne and the University of Ottawa and all that stuff. So no, it was a good time. Met some amazing people, you know, once you get to uni, you know how it is. It's, you spend pretty much 24/7 with the people that you're around. So, met some friends that'll last forever, but no, great. Kind of reminded me of home, kind of like similar to the Campbellton area. Lots of lakes, lots of woods. Hunting and fishing were pretty easy for me up there if I really wanted to. So got to stay active in that way.
So after Nipissing, now you're a Dalhousie Marauder. Yes, it's your first year in the BSHL. Corey, yes, go ahead, man.
So I finished in North Bay, finished my bachelor's degree there. I got this opportunity to work with Academy Spotted. So we just moved to Dieppe, bought a house here. And that's where I didn't really know, you know, like Saint-Quentin. All the games are so far away and stuff, and didn't really know if there's going to be a league or a team over there. And then that's where I kind of got in touch with Francis and, you know, and the Marauders, and we got to chat a little bit. And then, decided to give it a shot in Dalhousie. It was fun. The games were pretty close up around here in the Buktush, you know, area, and Elsie, that are played in Rishabuktu, Miramichi, you know, it's only an hour and a half away. So that was a lot of fun for that. But then in another way, I had such good memories from my time in Campbellton, and it was kind of like going back there, you know, the same people were coming to watch the games, and a lot of my family's up there too. So no, it was quite an unbelievable year.
This year you played on one hell of a line with Ryan Mockler, who's got over 15 years in senior hockey, with Jesco Bernard, who's played pro all over the world. What do you think of these two guys? What was your experience with these two?
You know what, man, like you always say, you know, some people would say like, oh, you know, let's say you had a great season and stuff like that. But man, people don't realize how easy it is to play with these two guys. You've got Ryan Mockler, who's an absolute workhorse. He seems to win every single battle. You know, and then all of a sudden you got the puck and Jesco Bernard seems to be open everywhere on the ice, and you give him the puck and he's going to score from pretty much anywhere. So he's an absolute beast. You saw in the playoffs, he scored, 15, 16 goals, I think, over that run. They're just great guys, and it was kind of fun. I didn't really know them before. We got to know each other. Ryan's 41, 42 years old. Skates, I think, faster than me probably. And then Jesco Bernard, just this absolute beast. And now we get to all see each other. We all live in the Moncton area now. So I'm sure we'll be good to stay in touch even during the summer. So no, it was an absolute blast to play with them this year, and even all the other guys too. Like it was so much fun.
Yeah, the Marauders gelled really quickly this season. Like it was unbelievable. Could you talk to us about the chemistry that this team had?
Man, it was even like for me coming in as a guy, like I knew a few people, but how quickly it seemed like everybody like welcomed me, like in it, like from starting from Travis and Popov and Phil and Jason LeBlanc that was there for a little bit at the beginning too. Like, you know, everybody was really like, it seemed like just a big family. And, even like during the playoffs, you know, at one point we're down 2-0 in that final series, and there was not even a moment of panic, you know, like guys were just like, oh, you know, we're going to be okay. Everybody's cheering each other up. And I think you need that, right? Like you go through so much, like injury wise, like guys are tired, guys have jobs. It was kind of like where everybody would be able to come together and, you know, we're just having fun, just a bunch of guys, but like gelling together, playing hockey. So no, that team chemistry this year was just some awesome guys. It makes it so easy to gel and come together. So no, yeah.
You talked a little bit about that leadership team, but like Popov, Travis, Phil, Naza, Eric Peltier, just like one of the best, and even for us, one of the most welcoming organizations. What's it feel like to play for a team like that, for those guys?
I mean, the organization that we have, the way that they promoted the team, they built that team together, like the rink, I mean, you've been to a few, like, how awesome was it? Like, 1,500 people? I don't know how many people fit what was were coming to the games, but it was awesome. It was so loud. On social medias, people were active, you know, like, supporting us. Like, as a player, you walk into the rink and you've got Eric Pelletier, Popov, Travis, and Phil, and pretty much, like, what do you need? Are you okay? You know, like, you're taken care of, like, professionals. And, no, the fan base was awesome. You know, I don't think there's so many good places to play in the league, but for us to play at home in front of our fans, in front of a sold out rink pretty much every night, oh, there's no better feeling.
I never saw it, but there must have been like a black market for air horns outside of the Incheon, because there's so many air horns. It's like the air horn capital of New Brunswick. It's insane. There's not a section without an air horn, man. It's crazy. That's such a cool ring.
Yeah. People can be loud. They got loud for sure. And, you know, but for us, it was just fun. You know, the better you play, the louder they get. And it keeps going in that direction. So
when you guys won that cup, being on the ice, we're on the ice with you guys, shooting some video, doing some interviews. What was that feeling? Like, it felt amazing for us as, I don't know what the hell we are, fans, the podcast. We're just outsiders. But, like, just that feeling, you could feel the energy off you guys and, like, the pride and the emotions. Man, just talk to me a bit about even you. I looked over when Jesco got the MVP, and I saw you put down everything and start clapping. And, like, your face, you looked so happy. Tell me about it.
Well, from, like, the individual trophies or to the team trophies, like, you know, for some guys, it's their first championship, it's their first, you know, whatever, but to do it on top of, like, you know, like, people all have jobs, they have kids, like, you know, some guys that, like, they go through so much, like, fighting injuries, the traveling, like, it's not easy, you know, like, we played three four games in that last week, pretty much to conclude that series, a bit of back and forth, but you go through so much together, and then you're just happy for one another. Like, even like Jessica, like, you know, you see how hard he battles out there. So you're just so happy. Like, you know, when he gets recognized for it, and I'm sure it'd be the same way. Like, look at Francis Thibault. I mean, that guy should have got 17 trophies this year, the way he played. He's an absolute beast. He's our quarterback, you know, in our eyes, he's an MVP, you know, so,
100%.
And from the coaching staff all the way down through the lineup, like, I think the guys supported each other so much. And yeah, lots of emotion on that ice for sure, but it's like the cherry on top after so much effort that's put in. So no, it was great, absolutely great.
For me, you know, being on the ice with you guys, you know, I wasn't expecting it. Corey told me I was going to do it, and I was like, I can barely walk, let alone walk on ice. But went off without a hitch, and I don't know if you've ever seen the live stream, like, I could feel the emotion from you guys. I'm holding the thing and I'm vibrating. I'm shaking. Like, the energy there was unbelievable. I can't imagine what it would have been in Dalhousie. Like, this was in River Valley. In Dalhousie, I can't imagine what that would have been like.
You think, yeah. And we kept saying it, like, it would have been so much fun to win in Dalhousie, but against a team like River Valley, the last thing you probably want is go to a game seven against such a resilient team, yeah. You know. And we look back at game, I think it's game three. We're down 2-0 at that point, and Jessica scores that double OT winner, which is pretty much a turning point in that series. You know, we go down 3-0. Let's be honest. I don't know. Can you actually come back against a 3-0 deficit from the River Valley Lumberjacks? So that goal was pretty much it gave us wings. It relieved all the pressure that we had on us to win that first game. And yeah, probably that game seven goal, like, moment that you're looking for is probably in that game three when Jessica scores that goal and turns the series around. So for us, it gave us win. And after that, it felt like we were never going to lose again, really, like the way the guys were playing and battling and the energy, like guys like Robert Pelletier were bringing onto the ice. He's an absolute beast. And no, and like you say, at the end, we're just all shaking. And even though, like, the River Valley fans and people were leaving at the end, we weren't that many in the rink, and it still felt like it was a full rink celebrating with us. So no, it was an awesome time. And it's good now to just take a little bit of time off, you know, and put the gear away for a couple of weeks. But it was quite the year, to be honest.
amazing, man. It was a crazy night. We left and you guys were still on the ice cracking beers and like, yeah, it was a cool experience for us, for sure. So the travel, you kind of talked about it a little bit. A lot of trips from Moncton to Dalhousie, I bet. What were those like?
Yeah, there was a lot of travels between Jessica, Ryan, and I, and Fred Gastonguay was around as well from Moncton from time to time. So we would hop in together, lots of back and forth. Some days after Christmas, I was at school on Saturdays from 8 to 4. So 4 o'clock, I'd jump on the ice, jump in the car, and then I'd drive and get on the ice for warm-up pretty much, or hopefully sometimes miss part of warm-up and be on for game time. So it was definitely a lot of traveling, but when you look at it now, it was well worth it. So, no, definitely some tough road trips, especially if you look at the Shippigan series. That was a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
Now, even River Valley, it's a couple hours away from the guys from Dalhousie, for same thing for us, from Moncton. So it's but it's part of the league, and I think having 8 teams definitely gives a better product to the fans. Like there was no night this year. If I look at the teams after Christmas, once the teams were set, look at the playoff picture. Every night you went in, and nobody knew who was going to beat who. Right, like. They were 1-goal game, 2-goal games, seemed like they were competitive the entire way through. So I think that's great for the fans, and it's great for the next 2 years in the league. Hopefully, you know, we can keep all the teams healthy and continue to give a good product. And with you guys promoting it, it's just awesome for the rest of us. So
so you're kind of hinting at it. Will you be back in the fall? Are we going to see some more Pascal Vaillancourt in the BSHL?
Hopefully. I'll take a bit of time off, and I'll see. I'll be busy with school and stuff again next year. It's only getting more intense, a bit more busy than starting in September, continuing through September and January, and then after Christmas as well. So we'll take a bit of time to see what's coming up, and then. But hopefully we'll be back. We'll see.
You still got that competitive itch, so it's tough to
gives you a taste. You know, you get a taste of it, and then now you want to continue going at taking cracks at it. So now, and with the team that we got in Dalhousie, look at the core. I don't think any guys want to leave and not come back for next year. So it's fun. It's fun to see so many guys wanting to come back, and hopefully we'll be contending again in the next few years.
Awesome.
Yeah. I really hope you're back. You've been one of my favorite guys to watch this year. Just unbelievable stuff. And I don't know if Corey said it, but congratulations on the BSHL Cup.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the support and what you guys do, from supporting pretty much every team coming to the games. You know, it wasn't easy for you guys as well to come to Doke Down and Dalhousie on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays. But, you know, you guys, the guys love listening to the podcast. The fans love it. And we love hearing about the food as well. I mean, I'm a big poutine guy. Love the poutines around the league. So don't really tell anybody, but it's not my pregame meal. But if I have a chance after the game, sometimes I'll catch a poutine if I can. So,
man, that was gonna be my next question. We were gonna get into the fun stuff. So your favorite rink food is a poutine.
Poutine, and listen, you can kick me off the podcast at this point if you want, because I put two special ingredients, I guess, on my poutine. Can you guess?
So, do you do vinegar? Are you a vinegar guy?
You got them, ketchup and vinegar. Yeah, ketchup and vinegar. So whatever, I'll put the gravy, the cheese, but ketchup and vinegar. I'll add that to pretty much any poutine, and yeah, that's my go-to when I go to pretty much any hockey game or rinks that I can. I'll try to catch that.
You know, I know Travis. Go ahead.
I get the ketchup part, but I've never understood vinegar. That's like something foreign to me.
It's awesome. Just try it. You got
to
try it.
You have to try it.
You don't have to talk to me ever again after, but yeah, if you like it, you know.
Look who my best friend is. Look at who my best friend is. You really think I'm not going to talk to you again? Come on.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, thanks for that. I know Travis hooked you guys up with some rink burgers in Doke Town. Did you grab a few or?
Oh yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, the reviews, you know, the you guys put the reviews pretty high, so you know I was a little bit, you know, suspicious to see if they were going to hit the high reviews, but they were pretty awesome. They hit the spot, especially after some big wins there. The Doke Town burgers were definitely up there.
I suppose we'll talk about something else in the league, some other food. Chig's. Have you tried Chig's pizza?
Yeah. Travis got some awesome pizza. Donair pizza.
That's where you're at, the Donair?
It's definitely up there. I've got to try a few more there, but I'm a pretty big Donair guy as well. So usually the Donair pizza is what gets into my belly first. But no, definitely got to try a few more of his pizzas. But yeah, that's probably some of the best out there for sure.
The barbecue chicken pizza is the one that I'm just absolutely addicted to.
I've got to try it. I usually like a good barbecue chicken pizza, so maybe I'll have to give shoot a text to Trav and see if he can get me some up here in Moncton. So
let me know what you think when you try it.
Tell him to drop some off in Rishabukta on the way.
Yeah, through. Yeah, maybe I'll have to do a pit stop in Rishabukta.
Go through. Yeah. Come through with some pizza. We'll buy some. He's got this spicy Italian now, and I hit him up one day, and I'm like, "Yo, I'm gonna try your spicy Italian," and he's like, "Dude, drizzle honey on it," and I'm like, "The fuck are you talking about? You're nuts." And anyway, I was like, no way I'm trying that. And I mentioned to my girlfriend, and she's like, dude, he's the one that makes them. I'm trying it. It was phenomenal. I ended up eating like half the pizza with honey on it. It's delicious. So, the guy's got some good food.
He's got it down to pretty good for his pizza brand. So, no, well, I'm actually, whatever way he comes up next, I'll probably be down to try it. So,
let's talk about some rinks. What's your favorite rink to play in other than Dalhousie?
Ooh. I think one of the best, like, let's say ice surface rink wise, if you look at Buktush, they've got an awesome setup. I really wish, I really hope in the next year they can really pack the rink and, you know, fill that rink. They've got what a atmosphere, you know, that they could have up there in Buktush. What a great rink. And players like Logan Timmins, I got the chance to play against him once I was like, way back in junior. And, players like that, you know, they don't come around too often, so they should enjoy, you know, having such good talent in their young Buktush team. And hopefully, you know, they seem to have a lot of good young players as well, so I'm pretty sure they'll be good to pack the rink in the next upcoming years. But Miramichi is awesome. You know, you go out there, there's over 2,000 people in that nice older, I guess, big arena. You always know it's going to be a bloodbath or a war once you enter the Miramichi rink. But some great games are played. The fans are great. And probably two of my favorite spots to play for sure.
Awesome, man. I agree. Those are some great rinks. We're lucky in the BSHL. We've got a lot of different rinks, different size rinks, but they all bring something special.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And Buktush for me is pretty close now that I live in Dieppe. So it's it was quite a lot of fun when we had the chance to play that. I think it was the first game of the year, actually, we played in Dieppe and then in the playoffs after that. So that was I was quite happy when we got that matchup. Not that, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough series against them, but for the traveling wise, I was selfishly from our side, from me, Jessica, and Ryan, we knew it was going to be a better one for us. So
absolutely. And for us, we were happy about it too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. We certainly do appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. You want to come back on. Hopefully next season when you announce you're coming back, we'll bring you back on and talk about it.
There you go. Sounds good. Hey, no, but thanks for having me on, and thanks for everything that you guys do. Once again, you guys do an awesome job promoting the league, and it's fun for us to have, you know, we can learn from other players, some other teams, and the fans, I think, truly enjoy it. So hopefully we'll see you guys around in the next coming years as well. So thanks for having me on again, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're not going anywhere, buddy. We'll see you soon. All right, Corey. That's all we got. So take care.
Take care.